Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
One week from today, we'll be out at Soldier Field. We'll be talking to Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears, Tom Thayer, one of the voices of the Bears and a Super Bowl champion. And we will be getting close to hearing the Chicago Bears are on the clock. I mean, they are on the clock now, but you'll hear the commissioner say that. And let's talk to Joniak right now. He is on the Car X Tire and Auto Hotline. And how close are you to having your board set?
You know, it's a big week, big weekend. I'll be in the house the entire weekend. Will not leave. You will not see my shadow. There will be no groundhog sighting. I will be in the trenches. So you got the finishing touches.
What do you do?
This has been, you know, months of research, pulling it all together, reading a ton of stuff, some great stuff out there by a lot of draft analysts, and maybe working the phones a time or two. But I got a question to throw at you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the media, in the course of our respective careers, we're always in search of wanting to know everything right now. For the NFL draft, I don't want to know. I don't want to know exactly what the Bears are going to do. I like the raw excitement of, with the first pick in the NFL, or whatever the case may be.
I hate to tell you this,
you're going
Jeff,
crazy
but
because
yeah,
you're
no
going
drama.
Crazy because I can't hear you, Tommy, because I'm still talking. So you yes, got to go crazy, like, oh, my gosh, what did they do? Or, oh, this is fantastic. That blew my mind. That's surprising. So I like it to be Christmas morning. Open up the gift and see what we got.
Surprising with the first overall pick, Sylvie.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think Waddle was going to tell you he hates to surprise you, but Caleb Williams is going number one.
Right, right. Well, that one aside, how about that?
Oh.
Let's just answer that for me. Do you guys – you want to just know, or do you want to be surprised?
Well, you know, it's funny because when the newsmakers started going on Twitter and telling everyone before the pick is made and quote, spoiling it, the first draft that we decided to go out, and this wasn't the first draft that we decided to go out as a unit and watch the draft, but the first one that we said to ourselves, we're not going to look at our phones. We're going to watch the draft, we're going to be engaged, and we're going to have raw reactions like you are saying so we can be surprised. Do you know which draft that was?
First of all, who's we?
Waddle, me, Meller,
Abdallah.
And Abdallah.
Yeah, Adam Abdallah.
And so it was before Tyler was producing the show.
Well, I'm thinking it's got to be the Trubisky draft.
You yes. are correct.
Yes. Yeah.
We were at the at the cigar bar, the Clayton, and we were sitting there, and we were thinking Solomon Thomas, and we didn't know, and then we're like, the Bears have traded up from 3 to 2. They're announcing, and I'm like, are they really going up 3? And like in the short, really quick few seconds, I'm like, are they going up 3 to 2 for Solomon Thomas? What are they doing here? And then we hear Mitch Trubisky and Waddle, like I jumped out of my seat, like shocked. Waddle was, I turned around and looked, and he was slumped in his chair.
Well, yeah, we at our previous location, we had a live show at a bar somewhere, and you it was something. You could hear a pin drop. It was almost as if everybody was blindsided. They weren't, you know, it was like playing flag football, and you think you're safe running down on kickoff, Tommy, and got to still have your head on a swivel. And
yes.
One time I was playing flag football as an older man, and I got dropped off my feet by some clown who hit me. But that's exactly the case. That was the one draft I think it probably shocked a lot of folks.
I have to tell you.
Because, you know, your first impulse is you're saying, oh, my God, who are they going to get? Well, the answer almost every single time is you're going to get a quarterback. But in the moment you're thinking, well, wait a minute. I don't know which one. How? Why?
Who was more shocked,
it's
guys?
It's always fun.
Who was more shocked, us or John Fox on that evening?
Probably John Fox.
Right.
Yeah, probably John.
And then I don't know if you know this part of the story, Jeff, if we ever shared this part. My favorite part of that whole, the addendum to that story is, a year later, after he, like, they kept that secret from him. We all know that. He's out then as head coach. We're back at the Clayton for the 2018 draft.
With him.
With him. Oh, watching the draft. I said to him, it was just about this time, John.
That's fantastic.
When we were shocked.
He goes, me too.
Oh, my God.
Me as well. I don't want to be shocked at nine. I don't. If there are guys on the board that are guys that most people think are true difference makers, then I hope it's not a shock. I hope that what they do is they draft, whether it's the pass rusher or if there's an offensive lineman there that they like or one of the wide receivers.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to see them draft somebody that the general consensus is one of these guys is going to be a difference maker right away. I hope that's what they do.
Yeah, well, I think they're in a great shape for that. And yeah. Although I keep thinking that unless somebody's falling because of some crazy trades that we're not anticipating for quarterbacks into the top 10, that he may move down. And so collecting a few more and still getting that cloud of, you know, you got clouds of players. He'll mention that on Tuesday up at Alice Hall when he meets the media, if he's meeting the media on Tuesday. I'm not quite even sure about that, but typically GM does talk to the media before the draft. There's going to be a cloud of players in the range that they're all graded very similarly based on what their discussions have unveiled over the course of all these weeks. And so they'll feel comfortable with something, and if they can trade down and still get one of those three or four guys, then they'll do that and pick up some extra draft capital. Because I'm actually, you know, just looking at it again, reminding myself that, gosh, you know, they got 75 and they got 122 after this. It just, I'd like to wet my beak a little bit more than just those two additional after the top 10. I'm being greedy. I know that. I'm being greedy, but I think you could really trade yourself into a haul of picks if you really feel good about the first two, three rounds.
But, Jeff, can I convince you that this year's draft should also take Montez Sweat and Keenan Allen into consideration? Could I sell you on that? Or you
in
still
what
want
sense?
The picks? Well, they draft or they traded draft picks that
right.
they would be
yeah.
using next week. They traded yeah. those for existing players.
Yeah, I got it. That's fine. But I still feel, you know, I'm still, you start learning about some of these guys and you want them all. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind having a few more, but yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But, you know, the bottom line is if they keep nine or they move down a little, they're going to get somebody that's going to be a day one starter, and he's going to be a great player for the Bears for hopefully 8 to 10 years.
I think, Jeff, and you've been talking a lot about offensive linemen on Bears Weekly coming up here at 6:30, but I've heard you on my drive home with us. I think you've talked offensive linemen thinking about that. You still want something up front. Which is, do I have it right? Is there one lineman in particular that you like more than the others? And I'm not talking about Joe Alt. I'm talking about yeah. in the next group. Is there someone that I've heard you talk about more than others?
Well, I've talked a lot about a guy that has to be an alpha type of guy and a nasty guy. And Talese Fuaga of Oregon State is a guy that I really, just listening to him talk at the Combine, just his attitude and going back and watching him play. Now, this is the thing, though. Is he a right tackle? And that's what you have. Like, a lot of these guys, there's a lot of right tackles by experience in this draft. That doesn't mean they can't play left tackle or they can't kick in to play guard at worst. And that's something that's going to be a part of the evaluation. So you could just say, okay, I like the way this guy's playing. But, you know, Darnell Wright played very well at right tackle last year. Does that mean he can move to the left side if necessary? I'm sure he could, but, you know, like Tommy always talks about, not this Tommy, but maybe you do, Waddle, but Thayer always talks about, hey, I really wouldn't want to have a guy that hasn't played a position that he is going to play in the NFL. So I want a guy that's had reps at that position. And this is not like college recruiting when a guy never played corner in high school football. But, you know, we're going to play him at corner in college, and we're going to grow him because we like his traits. No, this is a whole different ballgame, and that's what I would prefer. And I don't want anybody that's had a big injury history. So those are some things that I'm looking at. But Fuaga interests me. A lot of these guys are I want a nasty guy. I want a nasty football team. What? I want a talented football team, but I want a nasty football team that, and I've been saying this for a long time, for years. I want them to have an edge. And I think this town would appreciate that. and a franchise that has had plenty of those type of players in it would appreciate that. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but this is Chicago. Let's get nasty.
Yeah.
That's a great tagline. This is Chicago. Let's get nasty.
Yeah.
Bumper stickers for
good.
Everyone.
Nasty, yeah. Nasty good.
Shirts. Shirts out tomorrow.
Yeah. Jeff, what about we were talking to or heard from Field Yates that he drafted this player, the guard tackle from Washington, Fatanu. But he's a left tackle who played a lot of left tackle, but a lot of people project his guard. He said he could be like a guy who plays everywhere on the line. And I texted Field. I go, did you just draft for the Bears a super sub? And he goes, no, I just drafted the best lineman for the best lineman available for them or something like that. The best line prospect. Do you like him?
Yeah, I mean, that's another outstanding player. More people are looking at him at potentially guard, but 6'3 and 3/4, 317, 2 years starting left tackle in a really a pass scheme. But he's played guard. He's played 114 snaps at guard over the past 3 years, but mostly a left tackle. Again, a guy with an attitude. I sent some clips to Tom of his cut blocking. Tom's a big fan of cut blocking. That you don't see that every day, but he's a nasty cut blocker playing a few snaps at left tackle that I saw. So a big fan of Troy Polamalu growing up, that Polynesian connection from youth football. He wears number 43. We all saw kind of reckless abandon he played with. So I like those type of guys too. I really think it's, again, much like receiver and offensive line, it's what flavor do you like? What kind of ice cream you digging? And what are you willing to go for here? Because you're going to have a lot of options. And then, you know, I was even doing some math on this because you got to think this through a little bit. If you can't get the player you really want or you get your cloud of players or you're thinking about helping out a Montez Sweat on the other side of the line and not picking an offensive lineman because you never can have enough offensive linemen. And I looked at Dane Brugler from Athletic does an unbelievable in-depth job on stuff. And so I just looked at how he had ranked his players, his top 100 players or so. And in that group, so as he ranked his players, in that top 100, so the Bears are going to have, you know, even into that 125 range, 13 receivers, 11 tackles, 8 defensive tackles, 8 edge rushers, 11 cornerbacks would theoretically be drafted in that range. So there's going to be a whole lot of people going after some of these players. So if the Bears want somebody, they may have to strike quickly, and they better not, if they do trade, they may not be able to trade too far down to get the guy they like.
Jeff, have you had any interactions with Caleb Williams? And if not, what do you make of what you've heard about him and his visit with the Bears?
I've heard nothing but great things about the visit. Number one, look a guy in the eye type of introduction to almost everybody in the building from Caleb Williams. Handshake, a look in the eye, very personable. I've not personally met the man other than watching him at the combine at the podium. What I did then, though, I followed him around to all his 10 interviews after. And I just wanted to see what his – because sometimes I've seen players, they get worn out with it. They get a little touchy. They don't want to be bothered. He was very personable, and he had this contingent of USC people with him, their content team, their player, I think they call him a player relations director that they had over there at USC. And it was very interesting to see how he appreciated those folks from USC afterwards. He got pictures with them. They were having fun. And I asked this one woman from their content, hey, what you know, what's his personality like? Listen, man, he's a fun-loving guy, first and foremost. Don't let all this other stuff, whatever you hear is, this guy has got a big heart. He loves his teammates. He's a fun-loving, likes to have fun, but he loves football and he wants to be great. So everything we've heard, you know, checking all those boxes. And so I'm excited to see what they're going to put around him. And, you know, and I'm getting excited. You know, everybody's got clips on him every day, and you see these unbelievable plays. And it does get you excited. This is not some slappy coming into Chicago.
I love that. It's so good. That word was used a lot today in Unhinged. Yeah. Crosstalk Unhinged. All right, Jeff, what do you got coming up on Bears Weekly?
Well, you know, I swung and missed last week with Kyle Brandt. We had a technical problem. We taped the interview. So we're gonna pull that one back out of mothballs. We never got to play it last week. So it is fun. It is entertaining. And you will hear Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football on NFL Network. And Tom and Jim will join me, and we'll discuss some of our favorite players, regardless of interest in the Bears, at certain positions around the draft. There's a lot of great players coming out of this draft, especially in the first top three rounds. So we'll break down that a little bit in the news of the day.
Sounds good.
How about that?
That sounds like a show.
And we'll see you next week.
We're gonna.
I want hugs.
You're gonna have
next
nice.
Week.
Big hugs.
Hugs at Soldier.
Bare chested, no shirts. We're going shirts.
No, we're
shirtless.
We're going shirts.
No shirtless.
No, we are going shirts. This is not a pickup basketball game.
We're not going shirts.
No
and
shirts
skins.
And skins, Tommy. Yeah, if you feel comfortable about your sub, you go right ahead.
Maybe Theron and I will. You guys can be shirts.
Fine.
We'll be skins.
Fine. You guys are football players. You should.
Why not?
See you, Jeff.
All right, boys, get ready.
Cross talk with the
get Johnny. Ready.
Paint,
ready.
Paint ourselves
Jeff,
up.
Real quick, hey, Sylvie, Bulls, what are we thinking?
They're probably.
Are you jacked?
No, I'm. They're probably going to be.
What do you have, 42 last night? I didn't watch
Kobe.
One Bulls game this year. I couldn't
not
tell
one.
You anything about them.
Did you like last night? Did you have fun with it?
I did not watch it.
He was
I just
in
read
his bunker.
About it.
Oh, you
he's
didn't
in the bunker. It's football season.
Well,
are you crazy?
You couldn't turn on the television?
No, there's no TV in that house.
I'm listening to
all
podcasts.
Draft
I mean,
in the bunker.
Oh, there is a projector. There's a projector in there.
Exactly. That's my dream.
God forbid you turn on the television and listen to the podcast with headphones.
You know what you should do is bring some food over to him. He's probably not eating.
Put the tray at the desk.
No. Sadly,
knock on the door.
Sadly, it's Snack Shack City over here. That's trouble. And
well, why was
little,
that?
It's Snack Shack City over there.
My kids used to call me Snack Shack all the time when they were younger. And so they actually, the little devils, they put an alarm of some sort on the pantry door at our house. And it was the sound of a pig every time I'd open, and it got me one time.
Wow.
And they came running downstairs because Daddy was going for the snacks.
Oh, that's great.
All right, guys.
See ya.
When he comes on, we have to have that same sound effect. Jeff Joniak's with us.
It's so good. Crosstalk with Joniak before Bears Weekly, brought to you by Steinhoffels, 4 Chicagoland locations, the newest one in Harwood Heights. Sir, a 36th moment that we want to cut from our brains, brought to you by Gray Clips, is coming up next.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie. Listen now in HD on our app and on ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie share 50 moments over the past 50 years that Chicago sports fans wish they could cut from their memories. Presented by Gray Clips. Number 36.
That's right. Number 36 happened back in June in 2017.
Let's jump in here. We understand Goodman's got some trade news. It has nothing to do with speaking anything into existence. Jeff Goodman, now what do you got on Jimmy Butler?
We got a big one already, Reese. And Jimmy Butler has been sent, reunited with his former coach, Tom Thibodeau, in Minnesota. In the deal, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the number 7 pick go to Chicago. In return, Jimmy Butler, all-star, along with the number 16 pick, going in return. So this is our first big one, Reese. Jimmy Butler on the move. Tom Thibodeau reunited.
Well, Zach LaVine's coming off a serious knee injury. And so you're asking to try to replace 24.6 rebounds and 6 assists from Jimmy Butler, a lot of leadership. But Chris Dunn is a player they liked last year. Last year we started talking about how the Bulls wanted to trade up to get Chris Dunn. They get him a year later. Number 7 pick. This is pretty good. I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. It's a pretty good haul for Jimmy Butler.
Well, Chicago's going to need shooting. They're 28th in the league in three-point shooting. They need a shooter summer.
We felt if we had the opportunity to get a player of Jimmy's caliber, that we would do it. And, of course, we hated to part ways with Zach and Chris. You know, to get a player like Jimmy, you have to give good players up, and we did. And not only are they good players, they're good people. And so that's the tough part. But we felt it's something that our team needed. We're excited. I think Jimmy, as many of you know, is just going into the prime of his career. So we're excited about that.
We've talked about it a lot. It wasn't necessarily what they got back, because I don't think it was bad on paper to get Zach LaVine, who did go to a couple of All-Star games, and Lauri Markkanen, who did turn out to be a decent player, but they didn't develop him right here, than Chris Dunn, who was a bust. But it was like about keeping him. Like, I always was a proponent of Jimmy and the kids. And then the best years of Jimmy's career was after that. And it was a loss for Minnesota, too, because they ended up trading him to Philly.
Right. How long was he in Minnesota?
Not long.
Not long.
No, because remember, he went in an extension.
Right.
And then Tibbs was out of there soon after, too.
Right.
So it's not like Minnesota won that deal either.
No. No, look, Jimmy became a player, has become a player that I never thought he would reach the heights that he did. He's such an impressive guy, self-made guy, and his career has been fantastic. Yeah.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Jimmy is officially out of tomorrow night's game. They ruled him out officially, Miami. I know the reports were out there. And Alex Crusoe maybe could be a game-time decision. They're a little more optimistic on him as of late. So thank you to Great Clips for that. We'll continue to count that down. We've got Bears Weekly coming up next with Thayer Miller. And we just talked to Jeff Joniak. If you missed any of that with Big Cat and Joniak and Jesse Rogers, check that out on our YouTube page. It's youtube.com/@Waddle and Sylvie. Thank you as well to Tyler Aki and Jeff Meller. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Thursday night.